We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor. I've mentioned to you how that it's so vitally important for us to remember the Lord, who God is. Not necessarily everything that He has done for us, but who He is as a person. And the more we study God and who He is, and many times learning that through the names of God, it encourages our hearts to be able to trust Him, to be able to turn to Him when we are discouraged. We were talking last time about Jehovah Nissi. God is my banner. And He is the one that gives me the victory. And of course, the picture was Joshua fighting the Amalekites in the valley, and Moses raising the rod of God up on the mountaintop. As long as the rod of God was raised, God gave the victory. We talked about the fight in the valley is so clear as a symbolism, an understanding. God is so clear in giving us that story to help us to understand that the flesh is just like the Amalekites. You remember they attacked the Israelites as they were on their way to the Promised Land. Israelites didn't attack them. Unprovoked, they attacked the Israelites, and they attacked the rear of the group, the weak and the sick. And we talked about, oh, isn't that exactly the way our flesh operates? We want to live in the Spirit. We want to live according to the leadership of the Spirit of God, but boy, we still have the flesh. And our flesh attacks us when we're tired and we're weak and when we're discouraged. And we were talking last time about many times the thoughts that come to our minds that cause us to just about give up the fight and give in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul is helping us to understand that he faced the same thing. And he said, if you're running in a race, run to win. Verse 25, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm fighting with a purpose. And then he goes on to say, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. And so he's basically saying, run with focus. And then he's saying, train. Strive in all things, and you are temperate or you are self-controlled in all things. And then fight with a purpose. Understand that Satan is out to destroy you, and your flesh is out to destroy you. Somebody said, kill the flesh, or it'll kill you. And God wants us then to master the flesh. The Apostle Paul said that he keeps under his body, brings it into subjection. How do you do that? It's only through the power of the Spirit of God. Only through His power. And so many times we hear stories of Christians that fall into sin, and we're surprised. We go, wow, how in the world did that happen? I'm here to tell you it was not a sudden fall. We may see the fall suddenly, but the fall has been taking place often for a long time. Because it begins within our hearts. It begins where our desires are. And that which your heart desires is that which your mind focuses on. That which your mind focuses on is that which you begin to live for. So it's a heart issue. And so consequently, we have to remember that it's the old flesh, the old nature. Now, what's your response? What is your response? Well, what is the response that God tells us to take? Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, the Bible tells us to stand still. It says, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now, of course, that sounded really strange because the Pharaoh and his army were chasing after them, and right in front of them was this Red Sea, and it was too deep for them to go through. They couldn't go around because Pharaoh's army would get them, and they didn't know what to do, and they were running around in circles. And so Moses said, "Fear not." Now, there is the confidence that God wants us to have. Whenever you are responding to the flesh, God wants you to be confident in the Spirit of God. Then he says, stand still. There's the contentment. First of all, there's confidence. Then there's contentment. See, God is the only one who works. God is the one that shows you what to do. But notice he says, see the salvation of the Lord. You see, the first thing that we must do is turn to the Lord for our salvation. Yes, I know this verse is talking about being saved from immediate death by the Pharaoh and his army, but God wants us to come to him for salvation. Then after salvation, we have the fighting of the flesh. And that is exactly what is described in Exodus chapter 17, the fighting of the flesh, which we read about earlier in our passage of Scripture. So salvation, then the fighting of the flesh. Now, how do we do that? Well, first of all, it's the fighting the worldly system. Now, you say, well, Pastor Huffman, what is the worldly system? The worldly system is everything that opposes God and his godly ways for this world. The worldly system. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I fought a good fight." In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying it is a continual thing. He said, "I fought it and I'm still fighting it." And friend, you're going to be fighting the old flesh as long as you're alive. But notice, he said, "I have kept the faith." And of course, he was kept by his faith as well. And that's what Satan wants to destroy. He wants to destroy your faith in God. Remember now, it's Jehovah Nissi. God is our banner. And it was as the children of Israel were looking up to the top of the mountain and they saw Moses with his arms raised, we are able to understand that God is the one who is giving us the victory. God is the one. I call your attention to Psalm 20 and verse 5. It says, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners." In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. You see, as we tell other people, God is the one in whom I'm trusting. God is the one that's going to be giving us the victory. We don't have the strength to overcome our old flesh. We don't have the strength to see fantastic things take place. God is the only one that can do it. I remember Psalm 60 and verse 4. Says, "Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth." That's Psalm 60 and verse 4. God's given us a banner because we fear him, that it may be displayed because of the truth. You see, as you study the truth of the Word of God, of who he is, and what God will do for those who trust him, then you begin to understand that after salvation comes victory in the warfare with the devil, the world, and the flesh. Now, I know many of you want the salvation, but you don't want the warfare. But you see, warfare is a part of a Christian life. It's pictured by Goliath as he came out to give battle to the Israelites in 1 Samuel 17. And the children of Israel didn't want the warfare. They didn't want to go to battle. And many of us today, we want the salvation, but we're not really willing to fight the fight of faith, to trust God when we have no clue how in the world we're going to win. Remember David in that story? David had no clue how he was ever possibly going to be able to win. But God was the one that gave him the victory. And as you see David coming to his brothers who were listening to Goliath down there in the valley, they were critical of him because they weren't willing to go down and fight the giant himself. And, you know, a lack of consistent involvement in the battle leads to bickering on the sidelines. If you want to see victory in your life, forget the bickering. Just get involved in the battle. Now, Eliab, that's David's older brother, refused to go himself, but yet he criticized anybody who would venture to go. See, God has no grandstands for soldiers to sit and watch and eat hot dogs. God wants every one of us to be in the battle. But to get victory, our banner must be raised. Our banner of trust in God, Jehovah Nissi. Now, remember the story. Moses' hands grew weary, and others were needed to hold up his hands. You know, that's the importance of church membership today. That's why it's so vitally important that you and your family are active members of a local church, so that you can be there to hold up the hands of others and strengthen them and encourage them, and they can hold up your hands, so to speak, in the battle. And obviously, being a serving church member is an encouragement, a tithing church member, a faithful praying church member that is there helping with the cause of Christ and getting out of the gospel and advancing missions around the world. Now, what's our banner? It's a cross. It's the cross. And so obviously the Lord wants us to raise it high. You see, He is Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. And so many times, my friends, before the war is over, you're still fighting the flesh. You're still fighting all of the opinions of people that come along and want to discourage you, and you become so discouraged. Well, how in the world can you encourage yourself? Get around other people. Just as Joshua and Hur lifted the hands of Moses, you get around other people that can lift your heart back to the Lord. And you do the same thing. You get together with people who are going through some of the hardest times of their lives and hold them up in prayer and let them know you are. And what an encouragement it is to your brothers and sisters in Christ to know that you have been holding them up to the Lord in prayer. You know what that'll do? That'll encourage them to do the same thing when you have a need, when you have an issue that desperately needs the blessings of God. So, remember, when you're going through the valley, it's Jehovah Nissi. God is my banner. Lift it high. Fight the flesh, but only through the power of prayer and the power of His Spirit. We'll continue this idea next time we get together. Don't miss it. Invite a friend to join us for that time. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a wonderful way.